We spoke too soon.
Feed me.
That's right. The can opener must be fed.
Oh, not again.
No, seriously, though. It was quiet for a while. It was quiet for a long while. We thought, okay, we've gotten over the hump. But no, the can opener must be fed.
That's not good.
26.
That's a lot.
Semis have succumbed to the can opener since the I-65 shutdown.
What a record.
And three yesterday.
Wow.
Three.
Wow.
So it was two box trucks and a semi. Those documented on Reddit and on LouisvilleCanOpener.live, which is the website that the community has grown to love and support. In the past 2 days, five have succumbed. When we're into what, the fourth week of this? We're in week four of the shutdown. We had gone 2 weeks without an incident.
Two weeks.
And then it's just like people just, oh, well, you know, I'm sure it's fine now.
It's fine now.
I'm sure
they
we're
probably
good.
Raised it up. I can make
probably,
it.
Probably. It's probably no longer 11 feet 8 inches. It's probably a little bit more now.
Yeah.
I mean, by now they would have understood that people keep hitting the can opener.
By now they would have fixed it.
That bridge that's right there on U of L by 3rd and Winkler, 3rd and Eastern. It's all there. So, 26 semis, 26 trucks have succumbed to the can opener since the I-65 shutdown, which, by the way, the I-65 shutdown is on pace.
On schedule?
It's on schedule.
Okay.
They have released a statement that is like, hey, all the demolition has happened. We're starting to construct the bridges now because there
great
were
news.
Three bridges that they had to completely destroy and rebuild from scratch.
Unless we want it done quickly, but we want it done right.
Yeah, of course we want it done right.
So you guys take the time you need. Be great if you hit the deadline you gave us, but we want to make sure those things are steady.
I am hoping that, again, by the time school comes back in session, that this is all just a memory.
Just a little something we're going to laugh at.
That we'll have the memory of the can opener and, oh, my goodness, remember how many trucks.
Yeah.
So here's a question for you, Kelly.
Yeah.
We're at 26 now.
Yeah.
By the time I-65 opens up, what's the final tally going to be?
August 1st? Is that the date?
Well, July 31st is supposed to be the last day, but yes, August. Okay. Let's just assume August 1st. So a little over a month.
I'm going
to
say...
Do you want me to get my guess first?
Okay.
50.
Oh, I was going to say 65.
Okay. I'm going to say 50.
Okay.
Because I got to think that it's going to slow down. But
really?
I
I don't think so.
All right, so you say...
Because it's all the trucks that pass through that don't understand, aren't familiar with the area, maybe don't know about the can opener.
All right, so Kelly, your guess...
There's a lot of trucks that pass through town.
Ben, my guess is 50.
Okay, mine's 65.
Kelly, yours is 65.
Yeah.
65 trucks hitting the can opener.
Yep.
Okay.
I really hope I'm wrong. Because, again, real bad day for those truck drivers.
Yeah, for sure.
They get in that situation and having to make that call to their boss like, hey, something happened.
You know, Corey texts in and brings up a good point. These bridges that they're building should be as strong as the can opener is.
Yes.
Because the can opener has weathered.
Yes.
Weathered many, many decades of trucks hitting it.
Awesome.
So, all right. I think final tally will be 50. Yours is 65.
Yeah.
I guess we'll see when the bridge finally reopens how many trucks the can opener has eaten.
Feed me.
Oh.
By the end of it.
He's got a healthy appetite.
Yeah, he does. It's 99.7 DJX.